Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, y'all. Yeah.
That is fun, man. I like that song a lot.
Thanks.
And it seems like this is a natural segue into talking about the environment. And I mean, you're known and beloved for the activist work that you do, whether it's LGBTQ rights, whether it's Native American rights, or environmental activism is particularly on a lot of people's minds right now. I mean, I literally flew through Hurricane Ida and then over the wildfires from New York to get out to Napa. So that was like, you know, you could very much see the earth crying out for help and a little bit of relief from us.
Yeah.
So the question for you is, what form is your environmental activism taking these days?
You know, we have had a group since the early 90s that we helped found with a bunch of Native American activists called Honor the Earth. And our executive director is Winona LaDuke. And she has been with us from the very beginning. And we have used whatever platforms we had just to, you know, put a spotlight on the work that Native Americans are doing all over the North America and some of it in the Pacific Islands and also in southern Mexico. And we are working right now. We try to like get rid of bad energy projects and fund good energy projects. That's kind of what we're doing right now. We've also worked on sacred site issues, language recovery issues, youth sobriety issues. You know, you name it, we've worked on a ton of stuff and just supported the tribes that are doing all the work. We just amplify what they do. We found that their environmental paradigm and the way they work is really what we're the most interested in supporting. So that's how we work on environment. So right now we're helping to support a campaign against Pipeline 3, which is up in northern Minnesota, and it runs through treaty lands and a lot of waterways and riverland and wild rice fields. And it's kind of like the way Standing Rock was, you know, that big movement. And this is another one of those battles against a very big monolithic oil company that's piping oil down from the tar sands in Canada, which is super dirty oil, hard to get rid of, hard to get access to, hard to process, doesn't really make much sense. So we're working on that right now, and we're supporting a bunch of solar and wind projects and hemp farming and just, you know, a bunch of agricultural work as well. So these tribes that we work with have just amazing plans and do amazing things, and we just basically raise money for them and give them grants and try to focus on what they're doing. And it's honortheearth.org, honorearth.org.
Great.
Yeah. Or you can just Google it, Honor the Earth, Winona LaDuke. You'll find it.
What do you think, I mean, for an average citizen who doesn't have the same skill set as you have and doesn't have the same reach as you have, what do you think is the most effective thing that a person who is concerned about these things but doesn't quite know what to do, what is the action you think that would be the most effective for just anybody, for me? What should I go do today?
I mean, it's different for everybody, you know, because you have resources that you might not even know about. You have a platform you do through PACE. So you might try to get someone to come on, interview somebody for PACE that is an expert in climate change and in advising people on what to do. You know, knowledge is power, so the first thing you need to do is read about what's going on in your area and take local action. It might be trying to get on the board of a electric co-op and to make them friendlier to solar power, maybe trying to campaign for a public service commission that is more friendly to, you know, regulating rates in a way that supports people that live in poverty and also supporting solar and wind power. So there's a ton of stuff. Eating lower on the food chain, of course, is great. What do you think, Emily?
I mean, you pretty much covered
it. There's a lot of stuff. But don't be, my biggest thing is like, don't get overwhelmed. Just think of something small and just start there. Because when you're doing that small thing, the next thing will come to you. That's what I always say, you know?
Yeah, that's cool, man. We're always very happy to use this platform to amplify the voices of people who are saying stuff that matters, and this stuff really does matter. So thank you for being here. Thank you for the music. And we're going to hear a third now off of Look Long. What's happening next?
This is a little bit relates to everything we've just been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song about perspective, long-term vision, the mistakes we make, how we keep trying. Basically, Emily Saliers purging. It's called.
I would have said Emily Saliers classic.
Oh, thank you, Anne. It's called Look Long. So.